Is the modern gym workout the exact opposite of what it should be? Ultramarathon runners show that there is no such thing as muscle failure. There may be lack of endurance, fatigue, or cutting off circulation, but not failure. Does it seem right to you to pick weights that are so heavy that one can only lift them for 20 to, oh, maybe 40 seconds, and then must sit? What if we lowered the weights to those that we can actually lift and then lifted them for 20 minutes, not 20 seconds? Wouldn't that have a greater impact on muscle growth and overall body health? Wouldn't it lower the risk of injury? And could it be that cutting off circulation with weights that are too heavy actually prevents the development of new muscles? Does it not seem odd to cut off circulation, especially during something like exercise that surely depends on it? What if instead of cutting off circulation, we released the buildup of whatever it is by switching to a complementary standing exercise that works a different muscle group, so that we can rest for a few seconds and then go back to lifting some more? What if instead of lifting heavy for a really short time, we instead earned an hour of minimal dancing endurance and performed standing dumbbell exercises whilst twisting and turning a little bit to give all the rest of the body a workout too? Wouldn't that be the difference between two muscles and almost all the muscles? Doesn't it seem right to you that the formula is lift light, but not so light that we can lift more, and never so heavy that we must stop for more than a few seconds? Only mixing in heavier dumbbells or moving up in weight when our body finally adapts to the current workout, which means building new muscle, and then repeating the process. Does it not seem odd that everyone is sitting at the gym when we know from our early days as babies that motion grows muscle? Wouldn't the elderly benefit more from walking around with 3-pound dumbbells than sitting in machines that seem to be designed for those who can't walk anymore? What would happen to a baby that would only use machines? Would they develop in a healthy way, or end up in a lot of trouble? And does it not seem that gym is a place where we only really simulate a very poor copy of a solid workout? That a real workout is an outdoor workout. Maybe hiking or jogging or both. Or even dancing with dumbbells in the parking lot. Doesn't that seem better? I mean, concrete and rubber shoes are great for dancing because you can slide, but here at the gym you have rubber mats and rubber shoe soles. You can't slide your foot. That's gonna hurt your ankles. Maybe a gym is just a warm place for cold or rainy days, rather than where we set root and do our routines. Even the initial earning of endurance for bodybuilding would greatly benefit from being a mix of hiking, jogging, and dancing. There is just something about hiking that pushes you to go longer, much, much longer than you would go at the gym. Could it be that the most effective workout is the 1980s aerobics, where you are moving left and right and hopping and jumping and legs up and hands up, and it's all wild and synchronized with music? And that bodybuilding is the same thing, but weighted down, oh, with heavy weights, perhaps 10 or 15 or even 20 pounds per hand. All standing dumbbell exercises, all twisting and turning, but way slower than dancing with 3 pounds. Here, you can't move as fast. But it's still a dance that involves the full body, and with dumbbells light enough not to completely stop us. Doesn't it seem that weighted aerobics could grow muscle in months? Like when we have a cast on our leg and it becomes skinny and walking just does it in a few months? And that this cutting of circulation or muscle failure would only slow down muscle development. Really, just kind of stop it even. How would your recently mended leg, that's now lacking muscles, grow back? If you crushed it with heavy weights, sat a lot, and cut off circulation all the time. That doesn't seem like a very nice thing to do to yourself, does it now? I'm asking, I'm just wondering, what if what we do at the gym is the opposite of what we should be doing? Maybe it's just dancing with progressively heavier dumbbells if you want big muscle, or just light dumbbells if you want a trim muscular body.